you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if you're listening to us out on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 for your ear holes. crabdiving.com, or you have downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place in the whole university place, crabdiving.com. My name is Patrick Vile. We'll be here the next couple of hours.
I like the university.
The whole university.
I'm place. Ryan Pfeiffer, and hey, get wardrobe on the phone, Kate. There's a problem with your shirt.
It's disintegrating. It's a vintage t-shirt, as they would say.
That looks like something Pat Benatar would wear. Yeah. It's got lots of holes in it.
It's a vintage shirt.
You got a fucking moth in this bitch.
I was wearing a different one, and it was a little warm here in the studio still.
Well, that one probably isn't.
This one's not. It's definitely not.
That's cool. I like that. You could probably sell that at Urban Outfitters for like $75.
Hey, you can't see nipple. Yeah, you would pay...
Free the nipple.
What's that? Fred Siegel? Place out here in Los Angeles?
Stupid.
You would pay $400 for something like this.
By the way, don't go to Urban Outfitters. They give money to that horrendous asshole frothy mixture. Santorum. They gave $13 million to Rick Santorum's fucking campaign last year.
That's gross.
And that's just disgusting. You wouldn't think that from Urban Outfitters, you know?
You would think that they would be a bunch of libs, but...
They come off as like these urban hipsters, but apparently they're not. They're trashy.
They just sell to urban hipsters.
Oh, sure.
And made all their
money. Capitalizing.
Right. And no longer are urban hipsters.
Yeah.
I'm just extricating my
we're all tangled
headphones
up.
Headphones here. And 1 second, I got to help the dog up on the chair.
Welcome to the show. Twitter us. We are happy that you are here to support the crabs.
Follow
us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on LinkedIn at Go Fuck Yourself.
We're not on LinkedIn. I might have a profile on LinkedIn, but we should probably look in.
I'm on LinkedIn for
work.
We should
look into that.
Yeah.
Can entities have a LinkedIn presence? Like, can Crab Diving have a LinkedIn presence?
Yes.
Well, fuck, we should get an intern on that.
Jade Helm 15 is on LinkedIn.
It is.
By the way, I saw that tweet you put up about Jade Helm 15, about the clock.
God, this story, which is driving up the fucking wall.
It's a ridiculous story.
It's beyond embarrassing if you don't know what we're talking about. Still trending on the Twitter all day, and at number one, actually, in the United States all day, is hashtag I stand with Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. And Ahmed is a 14-year-old student who's condemned to live in Irving, Texas.
Right.
And where I found out their mayor is like she ran on, oh my God, the Muslims are coming. Basically, like she's
how classy.
A right wing nut job lunatic. Oh my God, we got to protect Irving from the Muslims.
Irving, Texas?
Yes.
You know what? Don't protect Irving, Texas from anyone. No one wants it. Keep it.
All yours.
What do you think? Does she think there's an evil empire sitting around the table planning, scheming. Huh. How can we take Irving, Texas?
Well, maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. But she's trying to convince dumb people that there are. And keep her moronic teabagger ass in office.
Right.
So, 14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed.
Shit. You're going to have a tough time, kid, in Texas.
Yeah.
You are having a tough time.
With that name and with that skin. He was led out of the high school, MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas.
Shame on you all.
What happened was he is a electronics dude. He's into tinkering with electronics and inventing shit.
What?
Cobbled together some kind of electronic clock, just a clock.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, using circuits and shit. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to do that either.
And took it to school to show his engineering teacher.
Right.
Apparently they have an engineering class in high school. I just had plain old physics.
No, yeah. We had industrial arts. We made a birdhouse.
Right. But I mean like offshoot of physics kind of thing.
Oh no, we didn't have
any. Yeah.
Well, we didn't have the offshoot of physics because we didn't have physics.
You had physics. Come on.
No, in high school?
Really?
Who took it? Who took physics in high school in Georgia?
Wow.
Have you ever been there? Have you been to the South?
I did go to private school, so I guess I can't.
Oh, look at you.
I can't.
I went to private school. I had physics.
I did go to private school.
I took French 2 Electric Boogaloo. I can't count to 10 in that fucking language.
I just assumed that physics was kind of like core.
Oh.
Part of the core.
Keep assuming.
Edumacation.
Listen, you elitist. Not everybody takes physics.
Apologize.
No, that's
chemistry
okay.
In high school.
yeah, there are a few choice people that were allowed to take chemistry. Not everybody.
Biology.
Oh yeah, come
all
on.
Right.
I took that. I did horribly in that. I got a D in it. I hate biology. Stupid. Really, it's so fucking dumb. Who cares? You know what they should do? They should ask everybody.
Darwin.
No. Everybody in high school who wants to be a doctor. The people that don't raise their hands don't take biology.
Although it is Texas, they probably don't teach. Evolution in Texas, right?
Well, I could take biology in Texas. I mean, the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Right.
That knocks out a lot of the curriculum. Yeah.
Why? I love the why are there still monkeys? That's right. When you know you're really talking to an idiot. When the nuance of their arguments is, well, if we came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys?
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
Could you imagine watching any which way but loose with one of those assholes?
Yeah, right.
Monkeys all the way through that fucker.
How come that monkey didn't turn into a person during that movie? So this kid showed it to his engineering teacher, who was impressed and said, okay, cool, great. Had it in his backpack, took it, went to English class. And apparently this alarm clock that he made rang.
Okay.
In some way, while it was in his backpack. And the English teacher said, what is that? And he said, it's a clock. I just showed it to the engineering teacher.
Yeah.
And she said, well, it looks like a bomb.
Oh, my God.
Don't show it to anyone else. And then she took it away from him. So then, in sixth period, an officer shows up and pulls the kid out. Takes him into a room where four other officers, I'm sure, warm and fuzzy, kind humans of the Irving Police Department. 14, by the way.
This child is 14 years old.
And they start to interrogate him, which is a violation of his civil rights. You can't interrogate a kid without their parents present.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Although these dickholes probably will say, Homeland Security.
Hello?
Patriot Act. We can hold that sand nigga. We can hold that boy for as long as we want to. One of the prince, when they took him out, one of the officers allegedly said, yep, that's the one I thought it was.
Oh my God. Come on. This is a joke. This is a fucking joke.
The boy's father, who emigrated to the United States from Sudan, The kid was born here, though, and is an American citizen. The father says he just wants to invent good things, but because his name is Mohammed and because of September 11th, my son's getting mistreated.
This guy worked extra hard on a science project, this kid, and now he's being punished.
The police, who are low on my list today because of another reason, too.
Oh, man.
That just heinous hyena taint from New York.
Oh, is this a police union thing?
Dickwad, Patrick Lynch, that shit for brains, asshole. But
what are you, un-American?
That's exactly what he said. The police spokesperson in Texas, however,
boy,
James McClellan, let's name this dick.
Jamie.
Said that the kid was not forthcoming enough during his questioning.
He's 14!
But get this, failed to give a broader explanation for the clock.
Let me translate that. These guys are stupid.
It's...
And didn't understand what the kid was saying.
A clock? What do you mean? I need a broader explanation. It tells time?
Right. And it doesn't blow up. It's not a bomb.
Come in.
The guy built a fucking clock.
The police officer said that the device could reasonably be mistaken as a device if left in a bathroom or under a car.
Well, he didn't. He showed it to his fucking teacher earlier in the fucking day. It's obvious.
Right.
Why didn't somebody call the teacher in, the science teacher or the physics teacher?
They probably did. He said it's a clock. The Council on American Islamic Relations is looking into it.
Let's sue. You guys should sue these fuckers, right?
Oh, sue the fuck out of them.
Sue that teacher, that English teacher?
The ACLU.
Oh, horrible person.
There's a Twitter out where somebody got a picture of the kid in handcuffs. They handcuffed
kid. That's disgusting.
We're hearing sounds. Nobody else is.
Oh, that's
I don't
okay.
know where that's coming
they
from.
They fucking handcuffed the kid?
Yes.
That's going to fuck him up forever. I'm sorry.
Now today the police have kindly said
yes.
that no charges will be filed.
Okay. They're going to be charges against you, dickhead.
But some of these headlines, I'm looking at you, Fox, you keep using the term fake bomb.
It's not a fake bomb.
It's a clock.
Well, I mean, it's not a bomb.
It's a clock.
It's a clock.
It wasn't made to look be a fake bomb. It's a fucking clock.
It's ridiculous. That's xenophobia right there. That's straight up racism. Really?
And this teacher, whoever she is, needs to be thrown in the stockades too, because she said, it's nice. I wouldn't advise you to show that to any other teachers.
What?
The engineering teacher apparently knows that there's a bunch of Islamophobe cum faces in
yes.
that ninnies running around in terror, pissing
ninnies.
Their pants. And that he's like, you know, you probably shouldn't show that to anybody.
Right. Yeah, keep that under your hat, kid.
But then it went off.
All my colleagues.
The alarm clock went off.
They're stupid.
Showed it to the English teacher who said it looked like a bomb and confiscated it. That's
fucking dumb.
That's the person who needs to have her face
absolutely.
Pushed into horse shit.
Yes. A whole bunch of horse shit.
Stuff his mouth with shit of pig.
Who said that?
Genghis Khan. Not the real one. The one
Genghis
the
Khan in the show Marco Polo.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Or Kublai Khan.
Oh, Kublai Khan. All right. Yeah.
So he was hauled into the principal's office. He was arrested. And then there's a report that one of these thugs in blue said something to the kid like, well, we're going to fingerprint you and keep your fingerprints on file.
Why? But because why?
Because he's a Muslim.
And he built a clock.
No.
That's ridiculous.
So rightfully so, almost all of social media is in an uproar over it.
Everyone's losing their mind.
The hashtag I stand with Ahmed, as I said on Twitter, has been the number one trending hashtag all day. And a couple people have rung in. If you go to some of the websites and read the comments, though, again, you'll see just the vilest anal hole of humanity commenting. These are the people who fling themselves in front of school buses of immigrant children screaming, "Go back, go back." These are the kind of people that will drag a 14-year-old out.
Yeah.
But they say it's that victim-blaming bullshit. Yeah. They blame him. They said the police say he wasn't forthcoming enough at first.
But how is a 14-year-old supposed to be forthcoming?
And he's probably pissed.
He's scared.
He's scared and pissed. What do you mean? Why am I in handcuffs? It's a clock.
I just saw a picture of this kid. I mean, look at this kid. Look at that kid.
Yeah.
He's a young kid.
Picture of him in cuffs?
No, I didn't. That's horrible.
Some people say, you know, a lot of clock jokes on the social medias right now, and a lot of shitting on Irving, Texas.
Oh, rightly so. I mean, that's just gross.
Well, then the mayor of Irving, Texas, put out a message, you know, a faux apology or whatever, a statement on the Facebook. And she said, now remember, this is this big Islamophobic fish stinks from the head, because she, Beth Van Dyne, D-U-Y-N-E.
Okay.
Is this hag who is the mayor of Irving.
The first concern of the Irving Independent School District and the Irving Police Department is always the safety of our children and Irving citizens.
We're proud of to have the best police department, blah, blah, blah. School Board Association awards.
I do not fault the school or the police.
What?
For looking into what they saw as a potential threat.
Well,
they have procedures to run.
Now, fuck off.
When a possible threat or criminal act is discovered.
Isn't she worried about the well-being of this student, of this kid? Isn't that what she should be concerned about?
They follow these procedures in the sole interest of protecting our children.
Okay.
There it is. We're gonna rip your rights right off of you.
Your name's Mohammed. We are fucking afraid.
Your rights don't mean shit to us. We're protecting and serving the shit out of you.
This lady's a straight up ignoramus. And you know, it's a little shocking because, you know, Irving, Texas, it's a big electronics industry there. There's actually a lot of business there. Lots of research firms in auto industry, manufacturing. It's actually not some little podunk hip town.
Right.
Hick town. There's a lot of shit there.
Apparently they got out and voted, though, and put this waste into office. So then the last paragraph of this screed, this Patriot Act licking screed.
Yummy.
That basically says, no harm, no foul. We followed protocol to the threat.
The
potential threat.
But didn't the cops illegally question this child?
Well, I think so. But it was a clock. It was a clock.
Yeah.
It was a clock.
What's
when the kid said, it's a clock, why was he then handcuffed? Why was he interrogated?
Right.
By four thugs without his parents present or a lawyer.
Yeah. And why when the teacher saw this ignorant English teacher, why didn't she immediately just call the science teacher or the principal or just get...
Well,
they really thought it was a bomb.
Because he's a Muslim.
You think skin color had something to do with this?
Yeah, Ahmed Mohammed.
How sad for us, man.
Oh, it's...
How many people on this planet are named Ahmed Mohammed? A shit ton.
Millions.
And most of them, probably all of them, are not terrorists.
They're going about their everyday life.
Yeah.
But Islam.
The people.
Islam is a religion of hate.
Right.
Your religion is a religion of hate. Because right now, the only people that hate liberals like me are the foul beasts of your religion.
Fuck you, hippie.
Right?
Right. It could have been a bomb. I felt like I was in the last 15 minutes. 24.
So she this is the last paragraph before editing. And then we have it after editing.
Oh.
After the shit storm reached even to her foul lair.
So she edited the post.
Right.
Okay.
The final paragraph was, We have all seen terrible and violent acts committed in schools, the workplace, and in public venues. Perhaps some of those could have been prevented and lives could have been spared if people were more vigilant.
What?
I hope this incident does not serve as a deterrent against our police and school personnel from maintaining the safety and security of our schools. Basically, what she's saying is, we're going to drag every Muslim carrying anything more than an iWatch in. Because we got to be vigilant. Look at all these schools that have been blowing up,
oh,
Ryan.
Oh, my God.
How many schools have had a terrorist act in the United States of America committed by a Muslim?
Zero.
Are we done?
Yeah.
So why aren't you dragging white Christian kids out?
Yeah.
Who show up with a project? Because
right.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah, what about
Dylan
all the,
Roof?
What about all the white kids that shoot up schools? What yeah. about that?
God. So then the shit hit the storm, and this harpy, this harridan, this hag of hate from Irving, Texas, Beth Van Dyne,
Dyne.
Change that paragraph that I just read. We've all seen terrible violent acts committed. In other words, blaming, saying, we're going to keep pulling Muslims out no matter what.
What do you think? An attorney talked to her or something?
I'm sure. Yeah.
PR. Somebody said, you're going to get fucking sued.
She changed it to, as a parent,
oh.
I agree that if this happened to my child, I would be very upset. It is my sincere desire that Irvine ISD students are encouraged to use their creativity, develop innovations, and explore their interests in a manner that fosters higher learning. Hopefully, we can all learn from this week's events and the student who has obvious gifts.
Oh my
will not
God.
Feel at all discouraged from pursuing his talent in electronics and engineering.
Oh my
so
God.
So this bag went from, we're going to pull Muslims out left and right. We did everything right because terrorism. Ah!
And somebody
switched it to, we just hope that he's encouraged because he's a smart little boy and he's making his electronics projects and everything. Bless his little heart.
I kind of think she didn't even write that.
Drop dead, you fucking snatch.
Oh, agreed, please.
Goddamn.
Quit taking the oxygen that everybody else needs.
What a dick.
Absolutely.
I mean, just what a big, giant,
somebody probably
festering,
wrote that.
Limp, dick she is.
Limp dick. Somebody probably wrote that corrected paragraph for her, too.
Well, maybe she can string a
I'm just
sentence
saying,
together.
Maybe she can. Of course she can. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's just horrifying.
Mary Beth Van Dyne.
What an asshole.
I spit your name. And, you know, all of the Irving cops that were involved in this, that horrible teacher.
Questioning this kid.
If one tiny little sea hair of common sense was used by any of the alleged adults involved in this whole process, none of this would have happened.
Right. None of it would have happened. I mean,
common sense.
Why did she think it looked like a bomb?
Some of these assholes in the comments are saying, well, this is, get this. This one, this is where I want to just electronically reach through and grab someone by their scrawny, white, waddly throat. They said, well, this is because of the liberal no tolerance policies.
What the fuck does that mean?
What liberal no tolerance policies are there?
Yeah. Explain that. Riddle me that.
Zero tolerance. You know what they're talking about? Guns.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about some of these places where they've, again, I'll even agree with this, not used common sense. Some kid makes his finger into a gun.
Right.
And is pointing at people on the schoolyard. I don't think he should be handcuffed, thrown in jail, and expelled.
No, not at all.
But they have. They've taken kids out for doing that. That's beyond
that's
ridiculous. But to say that it's a liberal that no. liberals are who's no, no. three strikes you're out, who are filling up the prisons with brown people yes. on minor offenses and want to keep them in, who wants the death penalty for spitting in the wind, who wants to punish everybody.
And hello, Texas, I'm so sorry, but liberals are smarter than you.
Much
smarter. I just saw a picture of this kid in handcuffs.
It's
sad.
A crime.
It's so fucked up.
That is a true crime.
He's looking at the camera.
And crying.
Yeah.
He's got tears in his eyes. Jay, I wonder why.
He's freaked the fuck out.
It's
disgusting.
A giant, crabby fuck you to Irving, Texas, all involved in this.
And one thing I'll say about this, we do these stories and I usually scream, my God, Obama, fly down there and set these guys straight.
Well, he tweeted down there. Now that you mention it, one thing, though, the country is rallying around the decent human beings of the country are rallying around Ahmed.
Yeah.
Overwhelming support on Twitter. I don't think he had a Twitter account. He opened one and like his first message was thank you. I don't have it in front of me, but just the fact that he said this makes you want to scream. I never thought so many people would care about a Muslim kid.
Wow.
What does that say?
That's heartbreaking.
You're a second-class citizen in this vile, disgusting, xenophobic, shitbag country sometimes.
See, that's why the rights of the minority need to be protected.
There you go.
The rights of the majority are just fine, Fox News.
All these white people are fine, unnerving. You're okay.
This is why, in a way, you know, I know, like, we joke about Donald Trump. And he's a big joke, right? There's no way he's going to be president. But there is something very, very disturbing about his rhetoric and him saying that, you know, Mexicans are rapists.
Yep.
I mean, all that shit, all it does is just reinforce that bullshit.
Exactly.
It pushes the clock back.
The Iran deal. It's the worst deal I've ever seen in my entire life. It's the worst deal I've ever seen. Did you read it, Donald? Did you read the deal? No, I'm sure not. Did you hear one of his alleged, they asked him about, a lot of people think he's going down tonight. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, big night tonight.
He's going down.
I mean, the second debate.
Oh, that's right.
Is tonight.
How exciting.
They're getting into more detailed policy
Ooh.
Questions, of which, yeah, 0.0. He had that big fake rally yesterday.
Yeah.
Where he gave the speech on that decommissioned fucking battleship. And
didn't we listen
Rachel
to that?
Maddow? Yeah. Rachel so Maddow stupid. Outed the fact that this veterans organization that set up this whole event is one guy,
one dude.
Yeah, and he's shady and nefarious. Like he's been involved in some shady dealings in the past. When Trump said his shit about McCain. He, you know, when he said, he was a war hero and the guy goes, he wasn't a war hero. He got captured.
Yeah.
I don't like people who got captured.
So that's ridiculous that after that comment, he wasn't All just right. ran out of the race is a little shocking to me.
And as just, you know,
it's shocking
as loathsome as McCain is and his warmongering.
Oh, horrible stuff, politics.
I still respect the fact that the motherfucker spent 5 years in a tiger cage and volunteered to stay there longer so that his men could go home early.
I mean,
he turned down privilege because he was a nephew, son of a...
Right. He was a son of some brass or something,
somebody.
Right?
So the Viet Cong offered to let him out early, and he said no.
Hey, listen, that's admirable.
Amazing.
You, there's nothing you can say about that. You shouldn't say anything about that.
Heroic.
That fucking
Absolutely
buffoon.
Heroic. Doesn't make him a good senator.
Trump. Oh, yeah. But Trump is just such an asshole.
Right. You can question his policies. I don't think you can question his history, his military service history.
God, there's just such a bunch of fucking gross, xenophobic assholes in this country.
So the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama.
Fuck you.
Do you think he's a Muslim? Well, look at his name. Remember yesterday? Go to crabdiving.com, ladies and gentlemen, iTunes or Stitcher. Hey, if you get us from iTunes or Stitcher, thumbs us up or sling some stars our way. And if you're really feeling generous, leave us a kind review. If you hate us, leave us a bad review. We read those at two. In fact,
yeah, they're pretty good.
Kind of funny.
Now, but give us a good review and all the stars. And share.
We ask little of you.
Yes.
We don't advertise the fuck out of the show, and we don't bombard you with the requests for money.
But if you do need to buy something from Amazon, go to crabdiving.com and access amazon.com through our portal.
Or if you want to listen to a couple of free books, go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Yeah, if you're too lazy to read.
So President Obama got wind of it and also gave a little troll to the Donald, because President Obama tweeted, or, you know, President Obama's people tweeted, "Cool clock, Ahmed. Want to bring it to the White House? We should inspire more kids like you to like science. It's what makes America great."
There you go. Wow. See, you know, that's awesome.
You hear Trump run around going, "Let's make America great again." And Obama says, "Inspiring kids like you are what makes America great."
Yeah.
So a little trollage there. Invited to the White House now. Also invited, Mark Zuckerberg tweeted to the kid, or Facebook the kid. And
does Mark Zuckerberg not use Twitter because it's his competition?
I think he does have a Twitter. I think they might have finally broken down, and I think he might actually have a Twitter account.
Yay.
I could be wrong. But I thought I read that somewhere once. Zuckerberg kind of said the same thing. You know, hey, if you ever want to come down to Facebook, it'd be great to meet you.
Wow. It's probably nice there.
I don't know where.
At Facebook.
It's here, right?
It's up in, it's got to be up in Northern California with all the, you know, those.
The $8,000.
Tech startup types.
One room apartments.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. So that's what's, that's a good half hour on our Islamophobic Republic of Texas. But it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's totally everywhere, but especially down there. I mean, you know.
And a big pile of diarrhea to Fox News and the right-wing bubble sphere.
It's not a fake fucking bomb.
It's
a clock.
And for fomenting all this shit. This is Islamophobic bullshit. They're the ones who are saying, liberals are all going crazy because the Irving police did their jobs and protected the kids. What if he had a bomb?
Well, he didn't.
Right.
It was clearly a clock.
Yeah. What about Columbine?
Yeah.
A couple of white kids with some guns and explosive devices. What about...
They put this tiny... This kid is... He's a slight kid. I mean, he's...
A little kid.
He's a little kid. He's in fucking handcuffs.
Little skinny brown kid.
It's nuts.
Looks like Mowgli. Mowgli?
What is that, from Jungle Book?
Yeah. Look for the
I want to be like you. What's the song the bear sings? Oh, that's Bear Necessities.
I want to be like you. Ooh, that other one is the monkey, right?
I want to be like you. Something.
Remake, by the way.
I love that.
Coming out. Directed a live action version from Disney.
Oh, shit.
The reason that Mowgli reference popped into my head was because I think they just released the trailer, and it looks really cool. It looks pretty fucking cool.
Is this going to be on Broadway?
It's live action, and then you know, CGI animals and shit like that. But it's a real kid, and directed by Jon Favreau.
Oh, wow.
Who directed Iron Man.
Yes, and Swingers.
And Swingers. So there you go. That's what's going on with the Islamophobia. We'll put all
it's
that up.
It's actually,
I went crazy this morning because, I mean,
it's just disgusting.
It's so disgusting. This poor kid dragged out of, thought he was doing a good thing. Hey, check out my cool clock I made. And
it's a fucking clock.
If anything would start a kid down the path of radicalization against the United States, what did the fucking police dicks of Texas just do? They just...
gave him a reason.
Right, to hate the Americans and hate where he lives in the United States and white people.
But you know he's not going to.
No, he's not, because he's a better person than every one of those cum stains.
And Obama did the right thing.
Absolutely. Another better person than all those other cum stains.
God, I mean, four cops in the room with him. It's so ridiculous. Why didn't they just shoot him? I mean, I'm surprised.
The other story briefly. Right. I'm surprised.
Well, we felt threatened. He looked at us with his Muslim eyes, and I thought he was putting a spell on me.
I imagine he felt threatened.
The other heinous shitbaggery of our friends in blue today, I've seen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You feel better?
heinous NYPD Benevolent Society spokes cunt, Patrick Lynch, who every time there's been something like, I don't know, the murder of Eric Garner that we all witnessed, the man who was choked to death. Eric Garner? Do I have my names right?
Eric
the
Garner. Guy that was Eric to death? Garner was, I can't breathe. He was choked to death in New York.
How bad is this that all of the black people killed are the names escape us?
I can't remember the name of the poor guy that was killed in Baltimore now.
Freddie Gray. Tossed in the back of
Michael Brown.
I almost said paddy wagon.
Oh, don't say that.
But that's a racist term against my own people. So this Patrick Lynch, you know, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, you could see, scroll down a bit, it's a couple days ago, the video of tennis star James Blake. We talked about him, former, I think he reached number 4 in the world, actually, at one point. So he was a pretty famous dude. Tennis circles internationally, not in goddamn America where nobody gives a fuck about tennis.
Well, I never heard of it, but heard of the guy, but
4th in the world.
Let's see if I can name all the tennis players. McEnroe.
If you can name one from this decade.
Venus, Zarina.
Oh, that's cheap. Okay.
Connors. Martina Navratilova.
So
Billie Jean King.
This asshole. Very nice lady.
Arthur Ashe.
Very nice man. Rest his soul.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
Beyond Borg.
So this asshole in New York, Patrick Lynch, was commenting on this video that we've all seen, just like the video of Eric Garner being murdered by police, that shows James Blake, the tennis star, hanging out outside of a hotel in Manhattan, dressed quite thuggishly in a powder blue polo shirt and khakis.
Oh, shit.
And mandals.
Mandals?
Man sandals.
Oh, wow. Are Crocs? Are Crocs considered mandals? Or are they a totally different Crocs species?
Are just Crocs. Nah. And was looking at his iPhone, was fucking texting, when all of a sudden, we've got security camera footage, into the frame, charges a big white blur. And I mean that in all aspects. He was wearing a white shirt, too.
Hey.
Of an undercover police detective who had a witness had identified James Blake as a guy that they were looking for. And the crime that they were looking for this guy for was like credit card fraud or something. A nonviolent offense. Right.
He was standing there.
Regardless,
Pat,
this wasn't the guy.
No.
Did
he have a clock bomb?
Right. So, but the cop didn't identify himself. He runs up, grabs Mr. Blake. Mr. Blake pulls away from him, and the cop goes full spin out, flings him to the ground face first, arms behind the back. And that's when he pulls out the cuffs and identifies himself as a cop.
Holy shit.
And Blake said, the only words I got out was, I'm not resisting or something like that. I am cooperating.
Yeah. Because
you know that asshole was yelling, stop resisting, cooperate, stop resisting.
You just tackled me out of nowhere. And now I'm on the ground. I don't even know what the fuck is happening.
Right. There's no zero case where this is good. Even if that were the perpetrator, there is no excuse for this thug, assaulting villain to run in and grab a citizen without identifying himself as a peace officer.
Yes.
And start beating on people.
Right.
And throwing them to the ground. And
this is nuts.
These badge lickers out there that are saying, Oh, he's got a couple of scuffs and scrapes. Big deal. Big deal. It was mistaken identity. They were going after a real black thug.
Man, you get tackled by a bunch of cops.
Exactly.
And you tell me whether or not it's a big fucking deal.
Right, Cletus. Let me throw you to the fucking ground,
you
asshole.
How do people not get their arms broken and legs broken
they
when
do.
That kind of shit happens?
They do. And then the cops say they
significant
they
injuries.
Me. They came after me. There's another story today of a cop who got fired. This is good news. We'll get back to what Lynch said. But a cop got fired, I don't know what, Oregon, Idaho, somewhere, because he or she, I think it's a she, went and arrested an older black gentleman who was using a golf club as a cane to walk.
Which is, I believe, legal.
And when she got out of her car, started yelling at him to drop the weapon.
Oh, come on.
And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, drop the weapon. He's like, I'm not. I use this to walk. I'm leaning on this. I don't. This is I use this as a cane. And she went out, grabbed him, and arrested him. Roughed him up, arrested him.
Good God.
Meanwhile, she, in her report, guess what she said? The gentleman swung the club at me.
Oh, this is total bullshit.
But guess what they have?
What?
Her own dash cam footage of the entire event and shows that the man never raised the golf club an inch.
Wow.
She lied. She lied. She lied.
Jeez.
And somehow, fortunately, I guess they don't have a Patrick Lynch shitbag representative there in whatever state she was in, because they fired her ass.
Right.
Now, what we need, did you see there's somebody trying to pass legislation that says they want to have like a blacklist of bad cops? Because what happens? Oh, we're hearing all these stories.
They get shuffled around, right? And you don't know.
They beat the shit out of someone, they fire them, and they slither over to the next county and work for the sheriff's department there, or get a job with the police there.
It sounds like We the People can make up the blacklist. Just put a fucking webpage up.
They're all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And the cops don't like those.
Of shitty cops? Oh, they don't like it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it when someone recognize and notes down my shitty behavior that tends to violate people's civil rights and liberty. You don't like that. They don't like it.
So this New York poop track.
Hey, poop track.
You know, in the white tidy whities.
Oh, yeah, sure.
People don't wipe.
Gross.
The Patrick Lynch put out a screed, an open letter. Again, put on their fucking website that goes on and on about how people shouldn't be rushing to judgment about this policeman.
Well, what about the dash cam footage?
Well, see, this is what they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. Quote, it is mystifying to all police officers to see pundits and editorial writers whose only expertise is writing fast-breaking personal opinion and who have never faced the dangers that police officers routinely do, come to instant conclusions that an officer's actions were wrong based on nothing but a silent video.
But what are you supposed to do if you're a fucking journalist? Anything you write about or anything you blog about, do you have to experience it?
Witnesses,
and this doesn't make any fucking
sense. And it's not just from the silent video. There were witnesses there who said that that thug did not identify himself as a police officer.
Jesus.
And there were no reasons given, no, by the police that justified a unidentified violent takedown of somebody hanging out on the street in Manhattan.
Oh, man.
He was hanging out there. He wasn't running.
Wasn't he leaning?
He was leaning up against the building with one leg up, like.
Wait, what was his leg doing?
Oh, he might have felt threatened.
There's a way. I mean, have you ever, you never violently leaned? Right. Not once.
Not only while white.
Oh, yeah. Leaning while white.
It's not considered violent if you're leaning while white.
You know what happens when you're leaning while white? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Not one fucking thing. Nobody cares.
And I'll bet had the perpetrator that they were looking for been white, I wonder if this would have happened also. Because this is a jerk-off cop. I can't remember his name. Something like Frascatoni or something like that.
Frascatori. We said it like 27
Frascatore.
Times.
Frascatore. It sounds like a dish.
It's hilarious. Frascatori.
I love the Frascatori. That this asshole has four? He's been working for them for 2 years and he's already got like four really bad complaints against him.
Yeah, he gets a complaint like every 6 months or so.
So this dickwad continues in his screed, Patrick Lynch.
Screed!
You shouldn't come to instant conclusions. An office's actions were wrong based on nothing but a silent video. That is irresponsible, unjust, and un-American.
You, sir, are an asshole.
Worse than that, your uninformed rhetoric is inflammatory.
The guy was fucking tackled.
And who's inflammatory?
Right.
This asshole in blue has inflamed me with this rhetoric of his that I want to go and punch him in his fucking blue face.
Well,
I would never do. I decry violence, but it really makes me wanna.
Of course, although someone violently did something to that shirt, and I think it was a moth.
You've got a shirt or two like this.
Please, everything I own has giant holes in it. Listen,
without holes,
with glass houses. Oh, that's a good one. We should figure that out. Yeah, this guy's a total asshole. If you want to talk about doing something that's inflammatory, tackling a guy that's leaning against a fucking wall.
How about, stop killing people.
Oh,
innocent people. How about stop beating innocent people? Don't you think?
That's what I like best about my job.
He says, your uninformed rhetoric is inflammatory and only serves to worsen police-community relations.
Wait a second. What's worsening the relations is you're tackling a guy who looks like someone who maybe committed identity theft.
Or choking one to death.
Oh, yes.
For selling cigarettes.
And the guy said he couldn't breathe. He said he couldn't breathe, and the only thing he was guilty of was selling fucking cigarettes.
Which they didn't even have him on at that point.
Right. Even if he was suspected of something, you still can't choke somebody out until they're dead.
Right.
You might not
He had his hands up.
Right.
And just because he refused to put his hands down right away and put them into handcuffs for no reason, he's a thug. He should have complied. If he would have complied, then he wouldn't have been dead.
You know, I got an idiot friend on Facebook, Shocker from Georgia, the good old days from high school. And she is always posting shit about, like, you got to leave the cops alone because one day you're going to need them. You know,
sheep.
And then what are you going to do?
Right.
Well, they need us. They're supposed to work for us. And they're not supposed to abuse us.
And that's what this asshole in New York, if you remember, they did that. Almost the entire force should have been fired, like Reagan did to the fucking air traffic controllers.
You made the
the airplane wings. I couldn't
airplane
think.
Airplane hands when you said that. And it helped your brain.
It did.
See, sometimes, guys, you need to associate an action with your verbiage.
Exactly.
And it helps.
You're
lucky you didn't get tased when you did that.
But those fuckers, remember for a little while, they stopped. They were like, wait, people don't like us because we killed Eric Garner and people are saying bad stuff to us and it hurts our few fees.
Yeah.
And so they said, that's it. We're going to stop working.
And it,
except for really bad crimes.
Yes. And you know what?
Remember what happened?
It made life better.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Guess what happened? Crime went down because these assholes are driving around and beating on people and creating an atmosphere of terror. Freddie Gray. What is Freddie Gray guilty of? Running away while black.
Right.
They even said they had him on nothing. They had him for nothing. They looked at him. He looked at them. He ran away because he's afraid of police. Because you know what police do? They beat people for no reason.
And they check people out.
Yeah, for no reason.
And from what we learned about Ferguson, they don't see black people as human beings.
Right. That report that came out last week that said, and this is an official report that said, let's make no bones about this. This is all about race. It's all about race, what happened in Ferguson.
Right. And it's so fucked up, too. There are all those articles out about, like, if you're a black parent, what do you tell your kids about the cops? How do you tell
Never
your kids
them.
You're supposed to
I won't call cops
react
now. Are
with
you
the
kidding
cops?
Me? Yeah. Unless it's absolutely, completely necessary. I ain't calling a cop for anything.
Yeah.
I'm not. I used to look up to cops. And now I won't call them.
Well, I mean,
I don't hate them. I don't look down on them. And I know there are good ones.
But if you,
but they're not speaking up.
Yeah. And especially, I don't know. Why are all your heads shaved?
Right.
That's weird.
It's a
big
really
glasses and the body armor
it's
and the
turned
giant
into
fucking
a
guns.
Really fucking weird standing army. And a lot of them are these roid boys from coming back from serving our country, which thank you very much. Appreciate that. But maybe you shouldn't continue the war here. Maybe
there is no war here until you tackle someone or.
But they treat them. That's it. They're yeah. That's the problem. Is they're enemy combatants. People are enemy combatants to them.
I mean, you're telling me all these cops questioning this child. If they really thought it was a bomb, did they call the bomb squad in?
Right. That's what somebody else. A lot of points. People have been saying that. Well. That story doesn't fly either, because if they really thought it could have been a bomb, where is the van? Where's the guy in the foil suit?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if they thought the kid, the 14-year-old child in school,
right,
had an actual bomb, why not? Why wasn't the school evacuated?
Unreal.
Unreal. Hey, listen, that kid is guilty of being not white in Texas.
Absolutely. Oh, and man. Liking science.
Right.
They're not down with that either.
They need a Kickstarter crowdfunding to move that family out of
we
Texas.
We need to save that family. Yeah.
Go somewhere else. I don't know where to go, but not there. Texas blows.
Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us. Shout out to Maggie, the host of Pretty Misandry. Who has tweeted us and said hello.
She says, yay, crabs.
Yeah.
And you know what? I say that as well.
And then she said, oh my God, the police person who tackled the guy using golf club as cane.
Right.
Nuts. Right.
Notice she said police person.
Right.
And not policeman. She's the host of the Pretty Misandry podcast.
Right.
Our feminist podcast. Hashtag kill all men.
Brand new. No, don't use that hashtag. Use it ironically.
Sorry. I'm being ironic. For those of you listening at home, I'm being ironic. Often.
And the next brand new sparkling Pretty Misandry tomorrow, right? 4 p.m.?
Can you say following sparkling? This show? I mean, are you saying sparkling because it's
I say sparkling about every
female?
Show.
I'm just kidding. Is it bedazzled?
The pink and fluffy little gal show. Or cute little girly show.
Right.
I would not insult.
Yes. It's the frilly. It's our podcast with the fringe on top.
Right. In a corset.
Yes.
So that's what's going on there. I guess we could see. I don't even know.
Did we check the headlines
no,
yet?
No. It might
this
be.
This fucking poor kid, man.
Well, that might be the headline on the Drudge. You know that ain't going to be the headline.
My God, if they say fake bomb on the Drudge.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I just went to scratch my shoulder, and it's a part where there's a hole in the shirt. I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
Scratch the fuck out of my shoulder. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, dateline September 16, 2015.
Star date 51. I don't know why I said that.
The year of our Lord, these are your headlines.
Everything was bad on that one. Take it back. Take it back to
it's
one.
It's my fault. I wounded myself.
Why did I say Stardate? Captain's Log. Stardate.
Stardate 51. That's pretty early.
What is Stardate? How does the...
I'm sure somebody...
Know.
I don't. Bullshit. I don't.
You don't know?
I don't. So, the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
There is, it says, tonight, the circus returns.
It's the 2016 Republican primary. By the way,
Maggie says she's sparkly.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah. The headline there, the debate tonight, oh, God, how am I going to get any work done? Is going to last 3 hours.
Oh, shit, man. 3 hours? What the fuck are they going to talk about?
It says contenders must confront livid GOP voters. Are they letting people ask questions?
GOP voters? What are you going to do about all these brown people? Right. What about my guns?
Oh, brother.
What about Jesus? What about the right to the majority?
And hopefully... The there'll be something that comes out of the kids' table, which is really sad.
Oh, that's the best.
It's a really sad little grouping of four.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it open. I'm trying to remember. Pataki.
Boring.
Santorum.
Not boring.
And two other dudes. Jindal.
Jindal. Not boring.
Pataki, Jindal, and Lindsey Graham.
No, I love Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham,
he better be funny this
he's
time.
Really heinous.
He's funny,
but goddamn, he's funny sometimes. Yeah, he is really funny. I hate to admit that. It really bugs me. That's the headline. I mean, the headline over at the HuffPost is that tonight the circus continues. Yeah.
When does the red carpet start for that? What's Lindsey wearing?
What's Lindsey wearing? Yeah, the pre-debate.
What's Lindsey wearing should be trending on Twitter.
It says that Carson is Carson's people are saying he's going to be just the same. He's not going to come out swinging or doing anything. I don't know if he's actually capable of that. He's a pretty Xanaxed up dude, it seems, right?
Well, Carson? Trump even said he doesn't have the energy.
Right.
Whatever Ben Carson is doing, he should keep doing because he's in second, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So keep doing nothing.
A lot of what I and a lot of people are looking forward to is to see Carly Fiorina whipping out some clit slappage.
Oh, yes.
On Trump, because
clit slappage.
I mean, she's already destroyed him when she said, I mean, she came out and said, look at this face. Look at this face.
Yeah.
And something like, I'm a 61-year-old woman and I'm proud of every wrinkle or something like that.
Right.
And so she's now they made room for her at the adult table.
Is it true that she was allowed to be in the debate as long as she wore a bag over her head?
Well, and she's got to bake cookies.
Okay. Oh, sure. And bring coffee. Can you get me some coffee, Carly? That face of yours. Carly. Oh, my God. Jesus
Sweetheart.
Christ.
Sweetheart, would you grab me something? Did you notice?
I mean, that face. Oh.
I don't know if you've noticed this. One of our trolls on our Facebook page.
Linda Mude.
The other one. One of the other ones.
Strizenrude.
Yeah, that's the one. Whenever he argues with us or other guys slap him around. On the show.
Is it different?
Or I mean, on the Facebook page. He'll say one thing. Anytime a woman comments, he goes right for sweetheart.
Oh, man.
Honey.
Baby.
Right.
Chickie.
Listen, sweetheart.
Hey, honey.
It's amazing.
So just condescending. Amazing.
Right.
It's not respectful.
So
what did Hillary say? Donald, please quit cherishing us and respect us instead.
Chris Christie. corpulent Chris Christie.
Oh, yes. BBW.
Is in single digits nationally right now.
Oh, that's not good.
He's joked that he may go nuclear if he doesn't get enough questions. I don't know what that means.
Oh, so he's going to get mean.
Is he just going to yell?
Oh, yes. He's going to close a bridge.
Let's see. Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, still there. Barely, though. So all these guys are hoping to try to make some kind of blip on the radar after, you know, thinking that they were going to be doing so well. Rand Paul, before Trump got in, it was like a month before. It wasn't that long ago, this spring, that Rand Paul was like, everybody was saying, oh, you know, I think Rand Paul is probably going to be in the lead and get the nomination.
Right.
And be the main contender against Earl Jones Bush.
Right. He's always seemed fringy to me ever since it came out that one of his, I don't know, his campaign manager used to ride for that, like, I don't know.
Well, he's nuts.
White supremacist thing or something.
He's also far less libertarian-y than his father. He's real Jesus-y.
Yeah. Well, he has to be.
Real Jesus-y.
I mean, there's no way. You have to embrace the Jesus.
Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. What a horrible state. But wall that off.
Kind of nothing makes me feel better than Ted Cruz doing
poorly.
So poorly.
No one likes him at all.
So poorly.
I mean, when you announce your candidacy for president to a captive audience and they barely give a fuck, that should really say something to you.
Yeah, right.
This should be the one moment when you announce that you're running, your constituents
should be there.
Well,
and you have to force people to be there.
Right.
You have to force college kids to come see your fucking speech.
Where the fuck are your supporters?
And those kids wearing the Stand With Rand t-shirts. Remember that? That was awesome.
I stand with Rand. Yeah.
Right in the camera view, too, as Ted Cruz was speaking at Liberté University.
And it turns out those are the only people that stand with Rand.
Nobody
likes them either.
I think those t-shirts are a collector's item. The Trump.
Right.
By a margin of a lot, like double what Ben Carson is getting in the polls.
A shit ton.
Is planning on, they're saying he might be nice.
Trump.
He said.
Well, that's disappointing.
He was on Fallon the other night, and he said, as far as candidates, to me, they're all the same.
Fuck them.
They're all the same.
Hey.
They're terrible. They're all terrible. They're nice guys. Did you notice that recently he's been saying, they're nice guys. They're not, Ben's a nice guy, but they come after me. I hit back. They're nice guys. They're all nice guys. And he's still with that Fiorina business. The face.
That
How do
face.
You tap dance? I'm talking about her character, not her face. It's her character.
Oh, come on.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's dumb it down. Crank those calendars back. And let's see what the dummies over at the Drudge Report.
Oh my God!
Have got their pantaloons.
Pantaloons
in a knot.
Yeah.
About taking a moment to load.
God,
load time
please.
Is important.
They better not. I hope they don't have anything xenophobic to say about that poor kid, man.
No, there's not yet. But
Mexicans.
The headline. I really want to use this picture for the blog post also because it's Donald Trump last night at that ridiculous fake rally. That one guy, Veterans for a Strong America, is the name of the
wow
of the
that's a lot
group.
Of, it sounds like a huge, huge, fabulous group.
But it's one.
One
it's
guy.
One guy. And at one point during that speech, Trump turns around and he says, thank you for inviting me, your group, hundreds of thousands of veterans.
Oh, my God.
His group does not represent hundreds of thousands of veterans. His group represents
one veteran.
One veteran.
But can't you say that, you know, my group stands for all veterans? And can't you
I'm
just
sure
say that as like, you know, an expression?
I'm sure that's but where
even
he's going.
That, that's not true.
Right. But it's a picture of Trump with the giant guns behind him from the decommissioned battleship that he had his ridiculous rally at.
Check out my big freaking gun. I'm going to whip this out.
the I'm trying to find out where. Just scrolling. People don't care. I'm talking out loud. So that's the headline. The Drudge is
right.
Tonight says guns blazing. So also about tonight's.
Is Huckabee
clown
on
fest.
Board? Is he in? Is he in the big boy table?
He is. Huckabee's in the big boy table, and they're expecting a Kim Davis question.
No, is she going to be there?
I don't know. Maybe I'll bet there'll be some people waving crosses in the audience. Like
there's going to be a lot of Kim Davis.
Oh, God, how creepy would that scene? It still sends chills down my spine. That when they released her from jail and all those people waving those crosses like some Frankenstein movie with
totally
them going
terrifying.
After the yeah.
Did you
I
see
mean
the picture?
Creepy.
You see the picture that's kind of flying around the internet where her hands are up and one of her we probably have it on crab diving. One of her arms are covering the O.
Oh, and it's cunt. Yeah. Out of the word county behind her, it's her head, isn't it? It's covering the
oh,
O.
It's her big
it?
Head.
And they shot the angle that they shot at.
Yeah.
It perfectly, her head covers the O, so it looks like C-U-N-T-Y.
I was at a comedy show last night, and I hung out with the Hollywood Hick for a little while.
7 p.m., 7 a.m., and 12 a.m.
That's right. We were talking about Kim Davis, and he told me that he felt like he held back when he was describing what he felt she looked like on his show, and he wished he hadn't.
He wishes he hadn't.
And I think he did a good job describing her.
I think he probably did a pretty good
right.
job.
Apparently, on one of his episodes, he goes through the history of Winnie the Pooh, the cartoon, for some reason. My mom listens to the Hick now, and she told me as a joke.
Is that the new one? I haven't listened to the whole new one
yet. And she told me as a joke we should buy him some a one-piece Winnie the Pooh sleeper pajama
okay.
set. I'm like, where the fuck am I supposed to get that?
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I don't know. In Brent size. kind of, I don't know where you get.
Not that he's fat. He's just an adult human.
No, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I guess Brent talks about how when he was a kid, he liked those footy pajamas. Those one-piece sleepers.
Oh, onesies, really?
You could slide across the floor. I had those when I was growing up.
I don't remember. I'm sure I had them. I don't remember them.
We called them blanket sleepers.
I don't remember.
Like a Snuggie with a zipper.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember. I've got a clip here. Since we're talking about Trump.
Hey.
And this is... Again, he was doing an interview for Christian Broadcasting Network.
Ooh. And no, that's Pat Robertson's.
CBN News.
No, that's 700
that
Club. No. Pat Robertson's on the 700 Club.
But CBN might be Pat Robertson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 700 Club's a show and CBN's his network.
Christian Broadcasting Network is an American Christian-oriented religious television network and production company founded by televangelist Pat Robertson.
Hey.
Its headquarters and main studios.
Yes.
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Fuck you.
So during this interview, well, here it is. They ask him again about the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Remember the last time he was asked.
It's fabulous.
What's your favorite passage?
Ooh, Bullshitica 69.
And he said,
I know not.
That's very private. That's very personal. I don't share that kind of thing.
How dare you ask me my favorite chapter?
Which means, in translated, I can't even name one passage of the Bible because I haven't read it probably ever.
It means,
right?
Right.
And then they said, which is your, okay, you can't pick a passage. Do you prefer the Old Testament or the New Testament?
Oh, New Testament.
And he was very diplomatic.
Oh, they're both fabulous.
It's like Sophie's choice for him. He couldn't do it. He said,
but
they're both amazing. They're awesome.
You know what's nuts about that? Any idiot knows. Any idiot.
Right.
New Testament. That's the best one. Because that's the one where Jesus died on the cross. And God gave his only son.
Yeah, but all the action happens in the first one.
All the big
smiting and the floods and the pillaging and the raping and the...
No, you're wrong.
Pillars of salt? That's all in the Old Testament.
No, you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. Apocalypse. The action.
But that's a prediction.
That's the New Testament.
But that's a prediction. Somebody got a couple of good mushrooms and wrote that shit down.
Okay. No, but isn't it the Old Testament where they have all those passages where Paul begets Saul?
Yeah.
Oh, it goes on and on and on. Editing. If I'm elected president, this Bible, it's going to be fabulous. Well, We're going to fix it.
You think God could be briefer?
Oh, yes.
Do we really need all those begats? I mean, is there somebody who's going to read that and be like, 17 generations back, they forgot Obadiakus?
Yeah. What happened to Obadiakus? It's like in a soap, you know, when a character kind of walks upstairs to his room and the writers are like, you know what? Fuck that character. Let's just leave him upstairs.
Kill him off.
Not even kill him. We'll just leave him upstairs the rest of his life. Oh, what happened to Mark? Oh, he died of consumption.
Mark's still upstairs.
His body's fermenting.
We haven't seen him in a couple of seasons. He may still be upstairs.
Yeah, fuck Mark.
So here's Donald Trump being interviewed on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Hello.
And this gets good.
The Bible. You talked about The Art of the Deal. Great book. The Bible, even better. Why is that for you?
So many things. Like, you know, you take whatever you want to say. There's so many things that you can learn from it. Proverbs, the chapter, never bend to envy. I've had that thing all of my life where people are bending to envy.
Who's envy? A stripper?
Proverbs, where you're bending to envy.
Ooh, yes. Bend over for envy.
One little detail.
Okay. What?
There's nothing like that. In Proverbs.
Come on, Bendy. Is he talking about Bendy Irwin?
People have already done the research and they found that there's nothing about bending to envy anywhere in Proverbs.
And this is the, hey, Trump, these fucking Christians who are into the Bible, you aren't going to be able to fuck with them. They know it cover to fucking cover, some of them. I can tell you this. I went to Vacation Bible School, and we used to have these horrible fucking contests. Who can find this Bible verse the fastest?
It's not clear, according to CNN, which verse Trump was referencing.
CNN? Or is it CBN? Or
CNN.
Oh, they actually
reporting on the CBN interview.
Okay. So there is no bending to envy.
Proverbs does mention envy.
Right.
But it never says anything about bending to envy.
There's no bending over?
Right. Maybe it's the Trump Bible.
Oh, yes.
Maybe he's got his own Bible that he wrote.
I do stand by, I think envy is a stripper.
Right. She was Miss Uruguay.
Bending to envy.
In the Miss Universe contest that he...
And they're just... Actually, it's an incredible book. So many things you can learn from the Bible, and you can lead your life. And I'm not just talking in terms of religion. I'm talking in terms of leading a life, even beyond a religion. There's so many brilliant things in the Bible.
Okay, now...
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
And he's wearing that stupid Make America Great Again golf hat. He looks like Bob Hope. Is there anybody I can think of that anyone under... 30
he
would
does
know.
Look like Bob Hope. He looks like Mr. Carlson from WKRP.
I think Bob Hope is more known.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like me. I believe it was my senior year in high school, trying to explain to my English professor what I liked about The Return of the Native by Thomas Hardy.
And you know what? The look on this guy from the Christian Broadcasting Network's face.
Yeah.
It's probably the exact same look that your English professor had your English teacher, because this guy's looking at him
like,
and you could tell he's trying not to laugh. I mean, there's a part of it. Maybe I'm reading into it, but when Trump is going, it's a great book. I love it. You can learn so many things about life. It's not just about life. It's about everything. It's wonderful. And this guy is looking at him with this tiny, tiny Mona Lisa smile on the corner of his lips, because he's nodding along with Trump, but you could tell in his head is this man has no idea.
He's fucking making
about
this shit up.
Any of it. Any of it.
He's running. The thing that I don't get, right?
He's a little running, kid with chocolate all over his face. And they're like, did you eat that chocolate? No.
I just assume if you're running for president, like everyone's watching you, right? And you say anything about anything. all of a sudden these people are like, oh shit, we got to fact check that. We're going to ask him about that. We're going to try to catch you in a lie. We want to make you look stupid. I mean, did he not think if he goes out and he says the Bible is his favorite fucking book?
Well, I think he yelled at a toady and was like, God damn it, I want 5 Bible verses that I can quote.
You got to read it, dude. You're and running somebody, for president.
Somebody went, I don't know, Proverbs and bending and shit to envy?
I just don't think this is... Listen, I think this is how I would handle religion. I don't know how... with these Tea Party loonies, you just have to say, listen, I respect your religion. I love it. I'm a big follower of Jesus. But, you know, but just lay off the Bible rhetoric.
Like Bernie did. Bernie, did you... You know, I read an article that was written by an evangelical minister that was at the Liberty University speech that Bernie gave. And yes, he was converted to Bernie. He said,
oh, yeah?
It's amazing. I think I'm going to try to find it and put it on our Facebook page. But he writes about how, as I listened to this man, he kept using the word Jew. But
nice.
He also referencing another Jew that we all know.
Right.
Who also talked about helping the poor.
Okay.
And making sure everybody can eat.
Sure.
And being nice to each other. Maybe not killing each other. Let's talk first. Shit like that.
Okay.
Cheek turning. Things like that.
Right.
And he, but this pastor went on and said, as I was listening to, he said, I was, you know, this is a socialist commie-crat. whatever, you know, before the speech. And yeah, he went on to say, I started listening to him and everything he said, suddenly a switch flipped in my brain. And it was like, he's teaching Christianity shit. He's saying that our country should follow the tenets of Jesus and that greed ain't Jesus-y. Unfettered capitalism ain't right. Jesus-y. Raping the planet ain't Jesus-y.
How in the fuck do you have people that claim to be evangelicals and they see those refugees from Syria and we're only... How many are we taking in?
10,000.
10,000.
Disgusting.
And fucking so many countries.
Low amount, yeah.
Yeah. They're taking in so much more.
Germany's like, give us 800,000. We will help. 800,000.
Yeah, how big's Germany? And it's the size of fucking Rhode Island.
And the Germans aren't known for their history of tolerance.
Well, I mean, they had that one bad thing. You know?
You think they're overcompensating now?
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe they'll forget about that World War II thing.
Oh, God.
If we're nice. But no, they're letting him in. Hungary is being a little dickish. Serbia, I think, was being a little dickish, throwing up fences and shit. But, you know, I mean,
you know,
it's
I got
just
some,
something we got to come together and fucking help people. But the tea loonies see Brown and Syria, and they say, well, we got to watch it. We can't let them in here. What if they start making clocks?
But they're evangelicals. I mean, they should be following the teachings of Christ and say, hey, let's cut up the fishes and loaves and include these guys in the party.
But they're American evangelicals, which means we hate all of them.
That doesn't make any sense!
That you, to help them, we should throw them out and let them starve, and then they'll
kind
of figure it out.
Let me ask you something. Why, I'm an atheist, a dirty, stinking, horrendous hellion of an atheist. Why do I have more compassion for these people than they? Explain that to me. Because that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Because humanists and atheists have true compassion based to your core, not based on the fact that I better be nice or someone's going to shoot a lightning bolt up
Wait
my
a
asshole.
Second.
Or that I'm going to fry for all of eternity.
Are you a humanist or an atheist or both? Can you be both?
You can be both.
What is a humanist? Is that bullshit?
No. It's,
what do I have to believe in?
Well, it's just that you're a little bit more activist about being nice and kind to people.
Oh, well, maybe I'm just an atheist. I let people go on the light, you know. I mean, you know, I was.
What we do here is humanistic.
Oh, is it?
We're out screaming and preaching about equality and trying to have people not be dicks to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're not nice humanists. Usually, humanists
we're
are
mean to the dickheads.
Kinder.
Now.
warmer, fuzzier people. Yeah. We're you know.
We'll leave the warm and fuzzy part to other people, but we get to yell at the dickheads.
Every war, you need your cannons and you need your snipers.
And
you need your diplomats.
Right. What are you? All right, this sounds like cool. Like, who would you want to be in a heist movie? Would you want to, you'd be the mastermind, right? You'd be the Timothy Hutton character.
I don't know.
You know, from
Hacker Dude.
That great show we watched. Great show. Fabulous. Tremendous show.
It's a fabulous show with Timothy Hutton.
Oh, yeah.
His name I can't remember.
Whatever. But by the way, the Crab Diving Podcast is tremendous. It's fabulous.
Right.
Fabulous podcast.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Being a humanist.
Yes.
We're humanist as fuck. Oh, man.
Leverage.
Fuck Ben Carson. I mean, really.
Leverage. Was
Leverage. That's a great show.
Show with
Fabulous.
Timothy Hutton.
Tremendous
It's on
show.
Netflix. We recommend it. If you go to Netflix, go through our portal.
But God damn it. Oh, yeah. Who do you want to be in a heist movie? That's what we were talking about.
Right.
I want to be the... I've always been kind of like, you know, I want to be the guy that beats the shit out of people. I've never had that ability in real life, and I think I would like to have
You
want to
be that country singer in Leverage.
Oh, yeah. What's his face?
Finally, a show that's like within the last 10 years, and we can't remember what the fuck it was.
So what? You want facts?
Christian something. Christian Kane is the guy's name, right?
Christian Slater.
Isn't that the actor's name?
Right.
What else? There's all kinds of other shit going on in the world. We were talking about Trump.
Right. He's a dick.
Tonight's the Bible. You want to wait? Let's finish this up.
Fuck you.
Trump finishing up.
Hey.
His interview about the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
It gets better. I mean, there's a whole nother minute.
And you can read it over, and many people have done this, and they've led their life that way, but you can read it hundreds and hundreds of times. You know, David, they say great art, like the Mona Lisa. Some people, they look at it, and it doesn't look as great at the beginning, and then they'll look at it. By the time they see it many, many times, it becomes the most, they can't take their eyes off it. Whereas art that's not great, you look at it, it looks beautiful at the beginning, but you don't. You get tired of it. The Bible is special. The Bible, the more you see it, the more you...
What is he fucking talking about? This doesn't make any sense.
What is he
saying? I'm looking
saying?
At the Mona Lisa. One part of it is good, and then another part of it is bad. And then after a while, the good part looks really good, and the bad part looks shitty.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mic drop.
Oh, yeah.
That's been so much clearer now, Donald. Ryan would be Therese from Fast Five.
Teresa? Who the fuck is that?
Tyrese from Fast Five.
What is Fast Five?
Fast and Furious? Five?
Who is Tyrese doing that?
He's the muscle.
The guy that beats people up?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's
good for me.
From Maggie. And Maggie said...
I am Tyrese.
I would be the mastermind.
Most deaf.
Most deaf.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of people. I'm a humanist.
And Maggie says she'd be the evil lady who runs away with the money at the end.
Oh, sure.
The smoke is clearing.
Oh, yes.
And there's some purplish, bluish hair.
We finally know who she is.
In the smoke.
Listen to the pretty Miss Injury.
Absolutely. I think the rerun is, let's see, what is this, Wednesday? Oh, we already had it this morning at 8 a.m. A little pretty misandry for your breakfast. So here's more Donald.
You read it, the more incredible it is, and the more you realize. It's like a great, you could say, I mean, I don't like to use this analogy, but like a great movie, a great, incredible movie. You'll see it once, it'll be good. You'll see it again. You can see it.
The Bible's like a great movie.
Is it? It's like a great movie.
It's a beautiful movie, you know, like...
Which Die Hard is it most like?
Right.
I mean, Braveheart. What do you think?
The Bible's like Braveheart.
I'm not bullshit. Let's not bullshit for a second. just kidding. What do you think? What are Trump's favorite movies? I mean, surely...
I don't think Braveheart is that bad of a guess. Don't you think? Or do you think he likes Wall Street?
Do you think he watched Schindler's List and rooted for the other side?
No.
I'm kidding. Listen, there's got to be a list of Trump's favorite movies out there. And some, I mean, God, he's been around forever.
Right.
Caterwauling.
Yeah.
His favorite movie? Oh, please. If a Republican is asked what their favorite movie is and they don't say the following, then they're stupid. Hey, what's your favorite movie?
I know.
Passion of the Motherfucking Christ. Period. The end. Maybe hilarious. I loved it.
Without the motherfucking part.
Oh, yeah.
Here he goes. It's like a great movie.
But like a great movie, a great, incredible movie. Mm-hmm. You'll see it once, it'll be good. You'll see it again. You can see it 20 times, and every time you'll appreciate it more. The Bible is the most special thing.
That's it. The Bible is the most special thing.
It's like a great movie that you've seen a bunch. Now I can relate to this because the movie I've probably seen the most, I grew up watching this movie, and my family, we would watch this movie over and over again. We've seen it more than any other movie. And it's Popeye, starring Robin Williams. Sure. That is a great movie. Now, I've seen that so many times. So, is it like the Bible then? Is that like the Bible? Or is it like the Mona Lisa? What the fuck is this lunatic talking about?
It's like a really great movie that you see over and over and over. I've never seen it personally.
But it's a great movie, is what he's saying. Was Popeye an allegory for the story of Christ? Was Robin Williams Jesus?
Who was Bluto then? Is that Satan? Is Bluto Satan?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Obviously, Mother Mary, Magdalene. No. Wait. Who's Olive Oil? Who's Shelley Duvall?
It should have to be Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Huh. Mary Magdalene was dated.
Does Popeye
Bluto.
Get crucified at any point?
Here's the thing about that. Do people pass
around pieces of Popeye to eat and his blood to drink at any point?
When they crucified Popeye, it was tough because, he's got those big, thick arms. They had to get those nails, like really long nails.
Don't let him have any spinach, whatever you do.
Oh, yeah. He pumps up on that cry, that the cross.
Incredible movie. It's like an incredible movie.
It is an incredible movie, Popeye. I mean, you saw that, right?
Oh, sure.
It's a musical.
It's been a long time. I didn't see it nearly as much as you did.
I mean, the movie was amazing in terms of the costumes were amazing. The production values, amazing. The acting, phenomenal. It's a terrific movie.
It's a recommendation. Go to get an Amazon Prime account. And guess where you could do that? Go to Amazon.com through Crab Diving's portal.
Please, yes.
We get a little taste if you join Amazon Prime.
By the way, Tyrese in the whatever that fucking movie is the comic relief.
Is Maggie helping us out?
The comic relief, so he's silly.
Oh.
Oh, I'm silly. Fuck that.
There you go.
Oh, good.
Well, but that doesn't mean he's not helpful.
I'm silly. Oh, yeah. The silly guy. Let me tickle you to death. Oh, that sucks.
But they have a skill. The funny guy always has a skill.
I want to beat the shit out of somebody. In a humanist type of way.
Interesting.
That Donald Trump, he is a lunatic.
I think he's going to have a hard time tonight, to be honest with you. I think. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I think the
with
gilding
who,
is sliding off the turd because...
Who's moderating this? Don Lemon?
No, a couple of people. Don might be there. I don't know.
Is it Bob Saget?
But one of the guys is one of CNN's foreign policy experts, and he's the guy that interviewed Trump and asked him that gotcha question about the Kurds.
Right.
Or the Kurds.
The Kurds.
Remember, he didn't know the difference between the Kurds and the Kurds. Nor do I.
Neither do I.
I ain't running for president.
Right.
I mean, I do.
I'm not going to drone them.
Most people don't. I do now only because I looked it up after the Kurds versus the Kurds argument.
The Kurds. Who's worse?
Kurds are good guys right now.
Who are the Kurds?
Kurds are bad.
Drone the Kurds.
Those are the ISIS.
Don't drone the Kurds. God, you better have good handwriting.
Don't drone anybody.
Yeah, I agree. Don't drone anybody.
We don't need to be droning anymore. It's just, it's really something that we don't
It's
need.
Heinous.
Speaking of heinous, I've got a story out of North Carolina where, again, you'd swear this was Faithless Friday, but I mean, they're just, you can't get away from these religious fanatics trying to ram their Jesus into your orifice.
Ouches. Yes.
This is North Carolina.
Fuck you.
The Republicans there want to change the state law so that basically the religious lunatics can be in charge of high school sex education.
Oh, no.
Public schools.
No. This is not good. Sex education. Oh, man.
The current law says that the materials that they use must be, quote, accepted by professionals and credentialed experts in the field of sexual health education.
Okay.
So the course materials they use have to be run by people who are experts in sexual health education.
Okay. Now that seems kind of reasonable to me.
Republican representatives Chris Whitmire.
Fuck he.
And representative, listen to this one. This is a porn name. Skip Stam.
What?
Skip Stam. STAM.
Skip Stam. Stam.
They've drafted a bill called SB 279, which they're talking about today in the State House. And they have gotten rid of the part that says in the field of sexual health education. So all they want now is, quote, credentialed experts.
Okay.
Nonprofit group who is focused on preventing teen pregnancy and helping to curb STDs.
That's a great thing.
We're for that.
Yes, curb them.
Her name's Elizabeth Finley, communications director for Shift North Carolina is this group. She said, it's absolutely true that as written now, the sex education curricula could be determined by your auto mechanic, your hairdresser, or your preacher.
Oh, shit.
But these Republicans have already said who they think they should be doing it. And they pointed specifically to a group called Focus on the Family.
Oh, God.
Founded by James Dobson.
Oh, God!
Who advocates abstinence-only education.
This guy.
No sex education.
Nice.
You teach them abstinence-only. You can't do it. You're going to hell. Stop touching your penis.
Right. And meanwhile, it's all these right-wing nut jobs are so repressed.
Which has been proven.
Acting out.
Proven.
What?
To be ineffective.
By who?
And we, not that long ago, ran a story, go to crabdiving.com, about how in Colorado, the flaming homosexual agenda liberal tree huggers.
The big gay army.
Passed some horrible laws that.
They are coming for your Jesus.
Give out birth, not only give out birth control. They're given IUDs when girls are requesting them. And their comprehensive sex education.
We will forcibly put a condom on your vein.
What has happened in Colorado?
Less syphilis.
Less everything. Less teen pregnancy.
Gonorrhea.
Less syphilis. Less abortion.
Oh, shit. That's what these right-wing nutjob lunatics want, right?
No,
they want less abortions.
They do, but not less contraceptive, because that allows a woman to make a sexual decision by herself. And we can't have that, Ryan.
That doesn't make any sense.
Only the people with the dangly bits are allowed to decide what happens in that womb.
Hey, right-wing nutjob lunatics, at some point you guys are going to have to understand that you're just going to have to sit there and I don't know, twiddle your thumbs and let everyone else make decisions. And your world will be better. Right?
Right.
Enjoy it. You guys should get in the back seat and let us progressive steer. You'll have a better time. I swear to God, what'd you see on your computer? Uh-oh.
New headline just popped up. I think we have video. It says, tampon-waving woman demands officials protect her right to speak in tongues amidst an anti-gay rant.
This might be crab-worthy.
Clicking over to that one in a minute. But
jeez.
So let's finish this story. Yeah, this is so North Carolinians are trying to allow anyone to decide on the curricula.
Oh yeah, why not?
Of sex education, but they specifically, when this one group said, you know, anybody, your mechanic or your hairdresser, your preacher can teach. They don't want the mechanic or the hairdresser. They specifically said, well, we think somebody like family, Christian, focus on the family should teach it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know what? Sure. Don't you think it's because focus on the family wants to sell textbooks?
Well, sure, they're
maybe
of course
material,
they're fake
bunch of bullshit.
And you know the families they're focusing on.
Oh, yes.
And you know what else focus on the family works on?
No.
Anti-gay marriage.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they have that gay therapy where you go to a camp? And
they're licking their wounds right
now. They pray the gay away. Well, that's illegal, though, right?
Licking your own wounds?
Oh, yes. No. You can't.
I wish I could. Oh, wait, what?
Pray the gay away. You're not allowed.
No, sure you are. And so, adults, sure. In most states, I think it's still legal, this pray the gay away therapy.
But not for kids.
Oh, right. Okay. And some of these Christo-fascist Dominionist dicks are screeching about that one. They think that's an assault on Christianity.
But it's not. That's crazy.
That they should be able to take their children and beat the gay out of them while they're praying. So that makes it okay because they're praying at the same time.
How stupid.
Remember that camp we talked about?
They
found where they literally were abusing the children. Abusing them.
Yeah.
Torturing them.
Michelle Bachmann's husband.
To take the gay away.
She does that. Her husband.
Yep.
And he makes money through Medicare, right?
Probably. Oh, sure. Absolutely. Oh. Maybe not anymore. I thought there was like a scandal and they decided to stop that.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's where some of these laws are going to, where they're saying no more state funding for that bullshit. Like it can still exist. And if you're over 18 and a Christian lunatic and somehow think you're going to be able to pray the gay out of yourself,
ooh,
you can go voluntarily.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
I don't know. Remember that one we saw where the guy was like yelling at the pillow and beating the pillow with a tennis racket?
Oh, yeah.
Saying, Mom?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Like, that's crazy.
Mom, I can't believe you did this to me. Wham, wham, beating. Oh, it's so weird.
You're fucking stupid.
So a big fuck you to the goddamn these Christian Republicans stay out
right
of people's lives. God fucking damn it. How about jobs? How about some really nice jobs?
How about raise the minimum wage for your constituents instead of praying for them? How about that? That would be Jesus like.
There's a comment on one of our threads on Facebook. Join us on Facebook. It's a wonderful, thriving, bosomy community, warm bosomy community. I mean, some of them are bosomy, I'm sure.
Right.
Some of the big guys.
Non-busies.
But there was a comment. What were we just talking about? I got
sodomy.
Bosoms. I got all
bosoms,
turned around.
Sex education, condoms.
God.
Shit. Oh, shit. I know what we were talking about.
And we'll come back to it. It doesn't matter.
I know. I don't remember.
Then we come back to it.
Great.
That's what happens.
Follow us on Twitter.
Here on Crab Diving. We go on tangents. Get
That's
sidetracked.
Right. No.
Knocked off.
Seriously, you would be the mastermind in the heist movie?
Would I want to be or would I be?
You would be. What's your favorite heist movie? What do you like?
Oh, I love heist movies. Gosh, I don't know. You know, I mean,
I like Time Bandits.
Well, I like the older ones, too, like Pink Panther-y kind of ones that 60s kind of 007
amazing,
vibe
man.
To it. The real Pink
Peter
Panther.
Peter
Sellers. Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Come on, Steve Martin. What are you doing?
So there you go. there's a guy that comments. If you comment on Facebook, by the way, don't comment in all caps.
Like you're yelling.
Not only does it look like you're yelling, but also Facebook automatically hides your message.
Why?
I guess they assume nobody wants to see people fucking typing in all caps. Or
That's
they
awesome.
Assume it's ranting and screaming. So then
what if you use all caps intermittently?
That's fine. But I think predominantly or all, they extremely frown upon. And we've got one guy who I think is in a different part of the universe here. he's in a different part of the world.
Is he on that little moon?
I don't believe English is his first Oh, I think Philippines. He's in the Philippines. Oh,
okay.
But he comments all the time, and they're funny. Not great English, but it's all caps. So I'm not sure if it's a whatever he's working, whatever app he's using in the Philippines, if it's a fuck up or if he just types in all caps.
Maybe his keyboard, the cap lock button is stuck. Oh my God, could you imagine how irritating that is? Oh my God.
That could be it.
I'm not yelling.
You put up that story about the guy, the teacher that shot himself in the foot.
I mean, dude.
This is Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of those places where the moronic legislature decided that it'd be a good idea to prevent these horrific school shootings.
Oy.
By arming the teachers.
Lock and load, baby.
And according, I'm reading from Addicting Info,
it
says it took less than a week into the school year and an Idaho professor already accidentally shot himself in the foot in front of his students.
Oh my God. It's fucking, I mean, it's really not funny at all. There's actually nothing funny about this, but you know, he did shoot himself.
Idaho State University. this professor is legally allowed to concealed carry as part of this new ridiculous law.
I mean, he shouldn't be.
Accidentally discharged his weapon, I had a nickel,
what do you think?
While it was in his pocket.
I mean, oh, jeez.
Fortunately, he got hit.
Right.
And I'm going to say that. Fortunately, he got hit and not one of the students. Went into his foot. He was taken to the hospital and released.
What happened? Was he just hanging out there and he's just like, oh, I got to find my car keys. Pow!
Yeah, I guess. It says he was in front of his students.
That's so ridiculous. I mean, it's hilarious.
So they say, these people say that if a shooter knows each classroom has a gun, that they'll think twice before entering the school.
Oh, God. I mean, you know, the thing is, it's like you're thinking of what to deter someone from shooting up a school.
Right.
Well, what if they're mentally ill and that kind of reasoning doesn't necessarily work?
Columbine had an armed guard.
Oh, well, wait.
Who exchanged fire with them, but then he ran away because they had automatic weapons or they had assault rifles.
So they had bigger guns.
Right. He was outgunned. But he did exchange a couple of shots with them. So there you go. You had an armed person trying to stop two gunmen.
So somehow,
and it didn't work.
Guns don't make us safer.
Well, there's no evidence of that aspect.
But what if he had a bigger gun? If he had an automatic weapon, it would have been a lot different.
Let's put 50 calibers on the desk. Let's mount a 50 cal on every.
What would have happened if this guy had dropped a grenade on his foot?
Right.
I mean, it's just so stupid. I mean, a guy.
It's embarrassing.
Shot himself in the foot, and he was like, he was supposed to be a gun safety instructor, right?
No. He's just a regular professor, but with concealed carry.
Okay. By the way, I wonder what's going on. Remember that story we did a while back on crabdiving.com? The gun play, that's a gun range and like TGI Fridays together. It's like a restaurant and gun range.
Right. And they're,
I wonder how that's going.
There was another one I saw like a week after that.
Kissimmee, Florida or some bullshit.
There was another one that was
opening
shortly after that where another town gave a permit for
a franchise
for guns and alcohol.
God damn it. Well, people in France just must read stories about the U.S. Thank God. What a bunch of fucking barbarians.
If you go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, all kinds of fun stuff going on. A great tweet from Sean King, who's a civil rights activist. He's a guy who is, I think he's biracial.
Bah.
But the Republicans, like a couple of weeks ago or about a month ago, they thought they had him on a... What was it? I can't even remember her name. The woman who was pretending to be black.
Oh, my God.
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah.
I just remembered.
Not Sandra.
And but the morons of the right tried going after this guy on Twitter, only to have him prove them wrong. His father was black.
Right.
Sean King, he's an activist. He tweeted out, "Welcome to America, where an all-time low in police deaths and an all-time high in people killed by police is called a war on police."
Yeah.
And that's what these assholes
explain
like Lynch are saying. This is the narrative on Fox. Just yesterday, they had some of these assholes on Fox talking about the atmosphere of especially this administration. They lay it right at Obama. They blame Obama for this surge in police killings when it's a lie. It's a lie. This year is on pace to be the second lowest in a long time of police being shot. Thankfully, which is a good stat. But they're making it sound like Obama is rallying the brown people to kill all the cops.
How many cops have been killed in these protests?
None.
Zero.
Right.
I mean, you know, yeah. Okay, what are they talking about the atmosphere that people are angry? Do people get angry when a cop shoots an unarmed black man or when a cop chokes out an unarmed black man?
Only black people.
People get angry?
And us.
Or when a poor kid makes a science project, he excels, and he gets arrested. Oh, we're all pissed off at the cops.
Again,
sorry.
Had it not been Ahmed Mohammed, and had it been little Billy Bob Culverson, a good Baptist boy,
Billy Bob,
who brought in his science project.
It ain't no bomb.
Well,
it would have been an issue.
A non-issue. They would have paraded about. Hey, look what Billy Bob made. He made himself a fucking clock. It goes beep, beep, beep.
The only thing I can figure, I really think this person, this idiot teacher, saw that bomb, saw that kid. Oh, the kid's brown. I'm in the last bit of 20-fucking-4.
Right.
This is it. This is my Jack Bauer moment.
I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be on Hannity.
If it was a bomb, why did the police wait to come until the next class period?
Right.
And why wasn't it like a robust force? Right. Show a force that shows up and 4 cops? This guy's got a bomb?
Right.
Who do they think this fucking 14-year-old kid is?
Some 100-pound little scrawny kid.
Some ballistic fucking mastermind?
Not that a 100-pound little scrawny kid can't make a nice big bomb, but...
Fuck you.
I don't think he would take it to school and show people.
Nah, fuck no.
I don't think he's going to show it to his teacher.
It's ridiculous.
Just infuriating, exhausting. So exhausting. Follow us on the Twitter. Don't forget at crabdiving.
Right.
Crabdiving.com. Don't forget all the other great stuff here on the network 24/7 for your ear holes at crabdiving.com/live. You can listen to the stream whenever you feel like it.
Oh, yes.
I'm just seeing. I'm not sure if there's a brand new Daily Upper Decker tonight, but there may be at 8 p.m. Otherwise.
Oh, wait. There is no brand new Daily Upper Decker. I was just corresponding with Tommy Gimler.
No Daily Upper Decker tonight.
He, you know, he travels around and has been performing.
He's busy.
Yes.
Making some paper, boo.
That's right. He will have a brand new show tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So
yes.
Grab your ears and throw them up against your device for one more rerun of their NFL preview and fantasy picks. And I think there's talk of some gambling that you may hear on the Daily Upper Decker.
Right.
So, yeah, listen to that tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific streaming. Or I think it's already out on iTunes, on Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
I wonder if he's going to take some time to talk about the slumping St. Louis Cardinals.
You made me smile. Hate the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them.
Well, that's because I'm a Chicago fan. Born and raised. So that's what's going on there. Also, don't forget, you can go to our blog and see like the video from yesterday of Captain America.
Oh, my God.
At the Trump rally at that ridiculous rally. You know, we didn't even talk about this story. We talked about it offline.
Offline, normal conversation.
Also on our Facebook, that asshole in Iowa over the weekend who ripped up that sign. I mean, you talk about God, Republicans yes. playing badly. This was at Iowa that. State. Trump was speaking, and there were some protesters who happened to be a Hispanic. Gee, I wonder why they're protesting.
Oh, yeah. He's just called all Mexican rapists.
And one guy is holding up a flimsy poster board sign with Sharpie'd up. You know, I mean, it's not a big giant. Sturdy sign.
No. It's a respectable sign.
You see these two assholes, one blonde woman, one brunette woman, conferring, and the person who took the video heard them conferring about this and fired up the video.
Oh, good for them.
Because he heard them saying, should we rip that sign? I think we should. Plotting. And then the one hag, the blonde, walks up to the guy, grabs the sign, rips it right in half. And walks away. People start yelling at her. Nobody touched her.
Absolutely.
That's one of those moments where
yeah,
I would pause for a few seconds before dialing 911 if they decided to beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
But she starts walking away. They're yelling at her, what did you do? How you can't do that? And she just like shrugs like, Oh, well, I'm white and privileged. I get to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yep, I saw that shrug, and that's exactly
exactly what it said.
You nailed it.
Ha ha, brown person, you can't touch me. If you do, I'm going to have that policeman shoot you.
What does Cartman say? Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Screw you guys, I'm white.
So she, this hag.
Right.
Apparently they found her. They found out her name and shit.
Yeah.
We put her name on Facebook. I don't know, Mueller or something.
Social
like that.
Media shaming Mueller.
Shelby Mueller, 20, Mueller. From West Des Moines, is not even a student.
How old is she?
At 20.
That's depressing.
Not even a student at fucking ISU, where they were having the rally. The kid whose poster she ripped is a student at Iowa State University.
So what the fuck is she doing there in the first place? It's not our fucking business.
The poster, listen to this poster that incited this hatred from this white hag.
What does it say?
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter.
Oh my God, rip that up. What's wrong with that? That's a nice sentiment. You know what I mean? That's a great.
There's not even a hashtag on it. No hashtag Black Lives Matter, which would really drive them crazy.
Yeah. Well by the way,
nothing like that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And she was wearing an ISU shirt, walked up to this guy. His name is Giovanni Rubio.
Rubio.
A student protester. He said he's upset about Trump's comments about undocumented immigrants, he's saying it's personal because he and his siblings are, quote, anchor babies born in America while his mother was undocumented. So these are the people that Trump and his flying evil monkey minions.
Morons.
Think.
Idiots.
Should be launched out of the country. This kid, Giovanni Rubio, who's an American.
Right.
Born on this soil.
Muslim prayer rug.
In college in Iowa.
Yeah, that's a long way over the border.
Should be launched back across the border because he's an anchor baby and Trump doesn't think that 14th Amendment really counts with anchor babies. We can't. He said it in that speech yesterday. You got these people that come, they're 9 months pregnant. They step over the border, they have the baby, and you're stuck taking care of that baby for 85 years.
The picture that paints is just so goddamn ridiculous.
And the numbers don't show that. I mean, the numbers show that these anchor babies, I hate these people that come here for birth tourism, they call it, basically. The vast overwhelming amount are people who come here like on planes and shit.
Right.
They have the baby and then they say, we're going back home. And then they say, well, in 18 years, we can ship the kid back and they can go to college in the States and it won't be a pain in the dick.
So what's the big deal? What's the big fucking deal?
anchor babies. But no, now we're taking care of them. So Trump's argument is that we're taking care of these kids, of whom's one of their signs was just ripped up for the next 85 years.
We're not taking
kids
care
in college.
We're not taking any care of anyone's kids, by the way, in this country.
Right.
Nobody's taking care of anyone unless you're a fucking fetus.
This kid and his siblings are in college. And they're the ones that Trump is saying, we got to take care of for 85
they're
years.
They're in college.
Right. These people want to come and be accepted as productive members of
they're in
this
fucking
society.
College.
It's just
goddamn real.
Our friends on the right are so disgusting.
Yeah. Just stupid. But listen, we respect your
we respect them for
beliefs.
Letting us be sanctimonious for a couple of hours. Make us feel better about ourselves, like Brent says.
Yeah, and then we have to be respectful of what they believe in, no matter, you know,
if
it's horse shit.
No, we do not.
Okay. You're released. Hey, libs, you're released from being respectful. Yeah, how's that?
Stop being. Some of you can, but, you know.
Yeah,
don't
make it
those
a habit.
Who aren't, as long as you advertise it.
Yeah.
Let them know you're there. Sure. We tell people this is not a warm, fuzzy. Crab diving is not a warm, fuzzy place to lunatic conservatives. If you think your crazy, heinous beliefs are going to be given equal time here, this ain't Fox News. We're not going to give credulity to your bullshit, your heinous right-wing extremist, xenophobic, homophobic, misogynistic ass wipery.
However, if you are a commie, pinko, liberal, hippie, tree hugger, we welcome you into our pinchers.
We're going to be back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, you can get us at iTunes and Stitcher. And at crabdiving.com, leave nice reviews.
Yes. 5 stars.
Buy shit. If you're going to buy anything, buy it at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy your shit. If you're going to listen to some books, go to audible.com.
If you hate to read.
Through our portal, which is crabdiving.com/audible. You can get yourself a couple of books, listen to them for free. And, we get our palms greased a wee little bit.
Yes.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And listen to everything else here at the Crab Diving Network. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.